For blinds, doors, shutters and awnings, visit winstonwithay.com.au.
He's got Dennis on. Always hit Dennis. Oh, look at the wheels. Look at the wheels on Dennis. Oh, he's given it up to Gibbs unselfishly. He should have bloody well kicked it himself, but he created the lot spot.
I'll tell you right now, yes, some people in life, Willis,
yes,
but mainly in sport, Pele being the obvious one, but there have been lots since. Yeah. So good, they only need one name.
One name.
That's it. And Dennis Armfield is that, an example of that. He just gets called Dennis. That as well as the fact that we think he's the only active player of the 850 in the comp whose first name is Dennis.
Dennis.
So that's why we love him and he's in here. Dennis, welcome.
Thanks, boys. Thanks for having me. Yeah, great
nice,
intro.
Nice to see you back playing because for too long you weren't a part of it.
Yeah, well, out a couple, 8 months, I think, between breaks. So, yep. Look, it was good to be part of it the last three and three wins for me. So it's gone pretty well.
Yeah, beautifully. What's causing that, please?
Oh, look, we're just the effort by the boys. The effort's there. You can tell on the weekend we never gave up. We were probably 18 points down at one stage late. And, yeah, effort and structures. We're just playing to a system, which is what we want to do.
And Brendan Bolton. We like the way he's going about it. You believe, I reckon, D, now.
Yeah, look, he's probably taught us to believe, I think. I know you hear it all the time. He's a great teacher, and that he is, both on field and off field. And that's what's leading to what we're doing at the moment.
And lovely game of Cade Simpson again, 250 last week. But he just doesn't like to say much, did he? I love that photo with Bruce Doole because very much the same.
Yeah, very similar players, very similar. He doesn't say a lot, but he leads by action, and that's what we love about him.
Was Bruce Doole down at the training, or did you meet him, or no?
No, I wasn't. I didn't see him. Any of them? No.
I'll tell you, Bill, at one of your functions where Mark LaJudice, or it might have actually been Steve Kernahan, whoever the president was at the time, and very nicely invited me along, I sat next to Bruce Doole.
Oh, you did?
And I was in awe.
Yeah, exactly.
Because in our day, and we're much older than you, Dennis, the winners is how we all watch VFL football. Yep. And Brucey Doole, playing for the Blues back in their premiership years in the late 70s and early 80s, an absolute legend. Mm. Took me about 3 minutes to get any words out.
Yeah, I could imagine. I could imagine so. And Simo's very similar. So he's probably going to go down as a legend of the club.
He should.
He probably says the same amount of words.
Well, I loved the way that you got up for him too. I know Sam says every Thursday night, mean nothing milestone games. I don't agree with that. I reckon you can tell if a player's important enough to a club that his teammates want to win for him.
Yeah, definitely. The value of Simo at that club has been very, very high, and it's super to get the win for him and also Jammo.
Very nice. And Cruz late in the game. Oh. That was, where were you parked when that one slipped through?
I was looking for a cheeky back feed, but he didn't want to give it, so that's all right.
No, he didn't have to. He just kicked it around the corner from about 40. You're on a one-year deal. How's that going? It makes you play well every week.
Yeah, you're on the edge every week, but I think most of our players are. Look, I'll worry about that later down the year. At the moment, I'm just enjoying playing footy and being back out there with the boys.
Equal eighth, Jim. Yep. So they're equal eighth, not 11th, Jim. 4-4 and just going 11. Beautifully. How do you go this week against North? How's the games been over the journey?
Yeah, look, they've always been close games. We're off the back of a six-day break. But, look, credit to North Melbourne. They're undefeated and going very, very nicely. So we'll need a lot of things to fall in place to go well.
No, I think always been good games. Yeah, doesn't matter where either club is. They're rippers, actually.
I think there have been some injuries at North too. Yep. We might see tonight and a couple of outs and things. So that'll even it up a bit. Are you into the NBA?
Not a lot.
Someone told me you were.
I sort of follow Dallas, but not religiously.
I was going to give you a basketball update because the Warriors have won again today. But don't
worry. He actually just asked Dennis that in off 2 minutes ago. Said he really wasn't into it. Why would you then ask him on here?
Did you really get 94 for your year 12?
Yeah, 93.6 or something. Yeah.
Can you believe that, Jim?
Not really. Please. Because Dennis, what he did, where did you do that, by the way? In Perth? Or
WA.
Yep. WA. Dennis played for Swan Districts, Bill, and I've had this out with him on air before.
Yeah.
Because Swan Districts is your real Bogan
is
setup.
Is it?
Yep.
Oh, Swan.
That's out
hard
in Bassendean.
Workers, hard workers.
Out the other side, Bill.
Oh, I know where it is.
Basically, the further east you get in Perth,
no good.
Worse it gets. That's where Dennis was.
Work for every dollar.
Yeah. Well, listen to this. Did you live in Bassendean, or where were you over there?
No, I was up in the hills, Kalamunda, so a little bit out of Bazo, but not too bad.
Is that worse, or is that...
I've heard stuff rolls downhill, so that's all that matters.
Can get a bit banjo playing up there, Bill, at times.
Hit hillbilly.
A little bit backwards.
They are an extraordinary footy club, Swan Districts, and have provided that comp with many very, very good players. Let's take a break. I know there's other stuff you want to throw
I found
at
some other stuff
you've
on
found
him, Jim.
You've dug some stuff up?
Yes, old Wacky Wednesday.
Dennis Armfield from the Blues.
Abby.
Thanks to Winston with a Y, blinds, door shutters and awnings.
Triple M's Rush Hour, James Brayshaw, Billy Brownless, thanks to Winston with a Y, and from the Carlton Football Club, Dennis is with us, Dennis Armfield.
It's great to have Dennis in, of course. Bryce Gibbs and Mark Murphy on the Footy Show tonight, we cross live, just to ride this Carlton wave right into shore.
Four in a row, going for five, and they're confident they can make it five, because you've got to lose one sooner or later, Jim. You can't just keep winning, you know that.
So do they.
Oh, so do they, listen to him. Now, I've got a couple of things here. D, have you got a tattoo on your back that you're actually going to get removed?
I've actually had about four sessions of removal, yeah. So
how many sessions does it take?
Probably one more, and then I'll go over the top of it, hopefully.
Not happy with it? Because you've got a few others.
Nah, look, it was a backyard job. It didn't turn out the way I wanted it. So, look, it's a mistake, but we learn from our mistakes, Bill.
We do, Dennis. Did you have fake dreadlocks?
Oh, no.
He did, Jim.
I had longish hair and I thought I wanted them longer, so I went in and got fake dreadlocks. Yeah. Who you got this off, Zach Tui?
Yes.
Michael Jamison. Jamo. Thanks a lot, boys.
Yeah. You bought a $6,000 mountain bike and never rode it.
No, that's a lie. I worked out that I paid $110 a ride, so I rode it a few times, mate.
Did you sell it for what?
No, I got rid of it for about four, so it's not too bad.
And you lost on the car you sold. Was it the Jeep you bought?
Here we go. Yeah, the Jeep was a mistake. It was fun, but yeah, about 15 in a year, so that was good.
He lost that, oh, Jim. No. Born in Canberra.
Yep, don't hold it against me.
No, we will.
So you couldn't have been there long.
No.
No, 6 years, so I don't know much about it. Just War Memorial and art museums, that's about it, really.
Nothing else?
No, my mother, I guess.
Crackers?
Yeah, crackers and Fish Week. Fish.
Not as important with the internet anymore, Fish Week.
No, exactly. Not as. You own three dogs?
Yep, three dogs. Yep, I got a Staffy, a Chihuahua and a Poodle.
Oh, no. He's got a Staffy and a Chihuahua.
Jeez.
Yep.
And a poodle. They're weird breeds.
Yeah, righto. Yep. See where we're going.
And you found your beautiful fiancée, actually, now, Jim. You stalked her on Instagram. Oh. You stalked her.
Yep. Look, I wouldn't say stalk. Look, I brushed against a photo. I saw a photo and thought, well, I'll have a crack and
liked it.
It's turned out. So, look.
Hey, good work.
Yeah, thanks for all this dirt.
Yeah, yes. That's good. What about this van you've put together? You've been working on this camper van. It looks good. So you're into that and you go away on holidays in it?
Yeah, get down the coast, mate, every now and then. It takes a while to get down there in that thing. But, look, a lot of time and effort's gone into it. Very proud of it, but a lot more time and effort to come.
So it's a combi?
Yeah, 1968 Volkswagen combi. So,
You bought it buggered and have done it up, or was it in okay shape when you
got it? No, I bought it buggered, had two engines get provided to me and had to put them sort of together to make one. So, a lot of work, a lot of money, but hopefully in the end it'll be all worth it.
Where do you head down? Which coast?
Nah, down Torquay Way, down past there, down Lawn. So, Lockie Henderson's down there, so he puts up with us for a little while as well.
So you sleep in there, clearly?
Mm. Yeah, it's got a bed, sink, cooktop, portable cooktop. So, beautiful. The works.
Only two seats at the front, or can you fit people?
No, I've got a three-seater in the back as well.
Oh,
so.
Nice.
Three-seater.
So what can they, I'm not asking what yours is worth, but if you do a real good job of doing them up, what can they go for, your combi?
The most expensive I've seen is 140.
140 grand.
Yeah, the most expensive I've seen.
Bloody hell.
Mine's far from that, but we wish.
So it's a reasonable investment.
And, of course, the Jim Stein's Community Leadership Award last year. Yes. Do some very good work at Odyssey House. You're still involved there?
Yeah, Steve? Still in there. Yeah. Get there every second Wednesday. So work the night shift there. And, it's a great organisation, drug and alcohol awareness, and make sure we can everyone help out. That's the main thing.
So you work the night shift all through the night?
No, not all through the night. I get there about 5:30 and work through about 10 o'clock at night and then head home and train the next day.
Yeah, it's a good effort.
And, of course, captain of the 2015 Triple M Team of the Year.
Yes, Jim.
Highlight of my career.
Gaz mainly insisted on the captaincy. Yeah. Well, I thought it might have been a little early for Dennis, I must admit. I thought he might have had to be in the leadership group for a couple of years before he was elevated to
Who
captain.
Who else was in the leadership group?
Old Spindleshanks, old microphone head Jared Grant. He was in there. Yes. And Jack Gunston.
Yes.
Not sure how Jack got in there. I think mainly because he got right ahead of himself after one of the flags.
Yeah, yeah.
And was out till all hours of the night thinking he was Christmas.
Well, you let it do that.
Stevie.
Chomps.
The Chompers was in there. Yeah. And Eddie Betts.
Eddie Betts.
So there's your leadership group, but Dennis was elevated, I think, went straight to captaincy in his first time in.
That is a good effort.
That is a bloody good effort.
It takes something special to do that.
Hey, tell me about the Irish boys at the club. We love Zach Tui, but you've got a couple of other ones. Are they tight? Do they stick together all the time? What happens to them?
Yeah, look, the three of them sort of sit in their locker room pretty isolated, hanging out together. But, look, the three boys are super boys. Kieran Sheen's just back playing, which is super after about a year and a half out. Casey Byrne, we call him Kieran Byrne. He's settled in nicely to the back line. And, of course, Zach Tui, who we all know has turned into a great player.
Yeah.
Him and Sam Doherty coming off the back line have really helped us and steadied us. And, yeah, look, he can kick it a mile too.
Weird units, like after hours?
Oh, very weird units. It's, you know, they speak some sort of different language to each other, but it's great to have them at the club.
And they get Australia? Like, they love Carlton and living here, or how do they go with the locals?
Look, they love Australia. They don't really understand our slang and things we say, but you sort of find yourself repeating yourself a couple of times. Mm-hmm. But, look, they love it here, and hopefully they can stay for a long time.
You miss your old mate Eddie Betts?
Yeah, miss Eddie Betts. It's great to see him doing good things at Adelaide. Yeah, look, we always miss him. He was a close mate of mine. But he's going well and hopefully not too well when we play him.
Hey, Willis.
Yes.
Four in a row, as I said. I know. So now is the time to get on board as a Carlton member for 2016. Be bound by blue this year is what they're rolling with. 1300-CARLTON or visit membership.carltonfc.com.au. Sign up today, Bill.
Yes.
This
Why
is a club
you?
That's going places fast.
So who they got? Oh, they have got a couple of big games, Jim. They got North and then Geelong.
Ooh.
And then Brisbane. So there you go. A couple of so join up. Of course you would.
48,000 members. I'm telling you, it's one of the great footy clubs. And we were just talking about the past players of this, and not just Brucey Dool.
No.
If you watch the winners now, which Drew Morfitt does a great job of rebooting, Carlton's on there every week.
Drew needs a reboot.
Not just he does. Not just bloody Sellers McClure either. Oh, he thinks he's Christmas.
Come
by the
on,
way. Sellers. Centre forward and thinking he's dominating.
Look at me. Look at
the
me.
Names. You know, Spiro Corkamilis. Oh, cook a meal for us. They're just absolute
Alex Marku. The Mosquito Fleet, they were
Jimmy
called.
Jimmy Buckley, the Dominator Wayne Johnson.
Who'd you back for, Dick?
I was actually a North Melbourne supporter when I was growing up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, they had some good names, too.
In the 80s, they did, but you would have been more 90s, I'm guessing.
Yeah, more 90s, yep. Yep. Good
and,
time then.
Fairly Floss and all of the rest of them. Hey, great to see you, Dennis. Fantastic story. The Blues keep it rolling.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.